You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath. Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of scientific instruments.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Stephen Ledman, and we're going to be talking about banks. And people really sort of take banks for granted. They don't really understand that those who control the monetary system really control the government and what I refer to as the Brotherhood of Darkness, small group of people who want power and want, of course, to use that power to bring about a world government, took over our banks a long time ago. But basically what few people understand is somewhere between 6 and 12 major banks control 69% of all of our financial assets. The other 5,500 banks control the other 31%, a small group of wealthy and powerful people dominate the economy of this country. And most people don't understand, certainly, that they are able to create money out of nothing. A fractional reserve banking system is a vehicle by which even your local banks can create money. They don't have the money that you deposit with them. It's all lent out. And unfortunately, if you were to go to the bank and ask for a large sum of money, they wouldn't have it. However, the Federal Deposit Insurance Company guarantees certainly over $5.7 trillion in bank deposits. The Federal Deposit Insurance Company, a government agency, guarantees your bank deposits are safe. The only trouble is they don't have any money either. They would have to get it from the Treasury Department. They'd simply have to borrow it. They are actually $8 billion in arrears. They do not have the money. But that's all right. As long as people have the perception that banking is safe and solid, things will go along well. But if we get to, and when the next problem comes, we're going to have very real problems in America financially. Well, with that as the background, Stephen, you go ahead and let our listeners know a little bit about yourself and why you're concerned about the banking system.
Well, Stan, again, it's great to be on with you. I absolutely agree with everything you said. Most people have no idea in the world about the banking system. As far as I'm concerned, Stan, I'm a retired small businessman from small family business, getting up in years like you are, still very active, still very energetic, and determined in this time of my life to spread as many important truths as I can. It's an all-volunteer thing for me. I devote all my time to it. I can't imagine doing anything else, Dan. And there's nothing more important than money power, because money power literally controls the world. It's the core issue, and lots smarter people than me, Stan, understood it, going back at least to the Rothschild family of the 19th century or earlier, when one of the many Rothschild families said something to the effect give me the power of money, and I don't really care what laws the government passes. And that's exactly true, because money power is like the air in your lungs or the blood in your veins. And if you have control of that, you've got control of everything. The Fed, the Federal Reserve, the Wall Street apparatus, it's all privatized. There's nothing government-related to it other than the fact, Stan, that government is literally co-opted by the money changers of America, and they go along with virtually everything. It's a very sick, destructive, corrupted system. If there isn't a way to change this at some point, heaven help us.
I agree with you. And basically, they're the ones that put the money up for the congressmen and the senators to run the largest single contributor to the President Obama's presidential candidacy this last time was Goldman Sachs. Go right ahead.
Well, you mentioned Goldman Sachs. I've written about Goldman Sachs a few times in both of my books, How Wall Street Fleeces America and Banker Occupation. I have a chapter on Goldman Sachs. And in early August, I wrote about Goldman Sachs, about one of their star traders, a man named Fabrice Fabulous Fab Turay. Well, he's an arch con man. That's what they're talking about. I mean, this guy is an arch crook. He's a mega thief. I have no idea how much money he stole, Stan. But it's you know, minimally in the multi-millions. It probably runs maybe in the billions. And this guy was convicted. Hold the cheers. My article was called Goldman Sachs Trader Conviction. Hold the cheers. Hold the cheers indeed. It was part of a suit, a civil suit, not a criminal suit, that involved Turay, and Goldman Sachs. And Goldman Sachs settled their end of it in 2010. Well, they paid a $500 million fine. Sounds like a lot of money, Stan. Pocket change. Pocket change. That money represented the equivalent of 9 revenue days for Goldman Sachs in the year 2009. Well, Goldman is much, much bigger today because the 2008 crisis destroyed a lot of banks. The Fed, of course, pumped trillions of dollars into the major Wall Street ones. They used it for speculation, buying up competitors, and so on. And a lot of the little ones went out of business. So Goldman and Citi and J.P. Morgan and Wells, they're much, much bigger today than they were 4 or 5 years ago, and that's part of the dirty game. So they took a short-term hit for very, very long-term gains, and that's where they are now. Well, Fabrice Turay, was convicted on 6 counts against civil. What his fine will be, he's not going to jail. Nobody at Goldman's going to jail. Turay isn't going to jail. The assessment against him is yet to be determined, but he'll appeal. Goldman is paying all of his expenses, so he's got nothing to worry about. Whatever the final judgment against him is, it'll be the equivalent of the pocket change against Goldman. This is what happens when occasionally one of the Wall Street banks or one of their people, never the top people, Turay may be a top trader, but you don't see Lloyd Blankfein in the dock. You don't see Jamie Dimon in the dock, the CEOs of Goldman and J.P. Morgan, respectively, and other top CEOs. I mean, these guys sign off on all of this chicanery, but they're never held to account. They never have to go to trial, and heaven forbid, they'll never go to prison. Only little people go to prison. You know, if you're hungry and you steal a loaf of bread, stand to feed your family, and you get caught, you'd be lucky to get off with a misdemeanor. If it's a second time offense, you'll probably get a prison term, maybe short term. And you know the old three strikes and you're out. Three strikes and you're out. The states that have this kind of law, I mean, you could literally steal a loaf of bread and get caught three times and go to prison for life. But steal billions of dollars, dare I say trillions of dollars, get a slap on the wrist, get free to steal again, and that's the way the dirty system goes. It's institutionalized. Nothing is going to stop it. So Turay has got nothing to worry about.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Stephen Ludden.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the Brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
It is very difficult for the average individual to understand that the banks really control our government and they interlock and do the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, and these people's loyalty is not to America. It is to this internationalist and globalist dream. And basically, of course, banks are supposed to take money on deposit to lend it out, and that's how they make their funds, but not with the major banks. They get these massive amounts of money, and then they speculate, like hedge funds, or certainly into all sorts of cornering the market on gold or silver, and they manipulate our markets. Now, these things are illegal, but, of course, the banks are above the law. Nobody's going to challenge J.P. Morgan for cornering the gold market and driving the price down as they have, and certainly people who are speculating the market lost their shirts, and now gold. J.P. Morgan is going long on gold, so after driving the price down and buying it up, now they're going to be able to accumulate it for themselves and sell it at a much higher price down the line. But a small group of people who control the banking industry, control the media, they loan the money to the people who buy up the media, and this little small group of people are what I call the invisible government. Stephen, you go right ahead.
Well, they really are the invisible government. And talk about the amount of money that they got after the 2008 crisis, Stan. Neil Barofsky served as the inspector or administrator of the so-called Trouble Assets Relief Fund, TARP. And he estimated, it's been a while since I wrote about this, but he estimated that up to something on the order of $23 trillion was literally handed on a silver platter to the major Wall Street banks. I can't even conceive of numbers like that. And on top of that, the toxic assets that amount to trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars that sit on the books of these bankers, they simply don't count anymore. They simply sweep them out of the rug, under the rug, so when banks come out with their quarterly statements, they don't forget about the losses that exist on these troubled assets that literally puts them all into bankruptcy. They don't count. So all they report is everything other than all of those trillions of dollars in toxic assets. Well, they still sit there. They're not going away. What happens on this, who knows? You know, when you make up your own rules, you run the game any way that you want to run them, and that's the way the system goes, and the politicians are in bed with the bankers. The bankers buy politicians like toothpaste. We Americans get the best democracy money can buy as who said that? I've quoted that many times, but that's been said. It's absolutely true. So this is the dirty system that goes on, and they're absolutely, we had the crash in 2008, Stan. There absolutely is something much, much bigger coming. Spotted people and me again say, we're creating debt on an unprecedented scale with the Federal Reserve doing what I call money printing madness is Federal Reserve policy. And that's been Bernanke's policy. He took the worst of Alan Greenspan and accelerated it many fold. This game, you know, you can keep this game going for a lot longer than most people think. John Maynard Keynes says something like, this kind of stuff can go on longer than you can stay solvent. So, you know, it can go on for more months. It can go on for another year, maybe another few years. But at some point, there's a day of reckoning. And the longer they levitate the markets and keep sustaining what is really unsustainable, the worse the crash will be when it finally comes. Bob, Stan, you've had Bob Chapman in your program when he was still alive, and I remember he was on my program as well many, many times, and I remember him saying that it was inevitable that there would be a major, major calamity coming. He just couldn't predict when, and he passed away around mid-year, about a year ago, I think around May or June a year ago. But he said he predicted sometime between the end of 2012 and 2017, unless there's a massive turnaround in what's going on, and there's no indication of a massive turnaround, whether the Fed will ease their so-called quantitative easing, which is only dropping more money on Wall Street instead of into the economy. Well, whether it'll do it or not, we'll have to wait and see. They can't do it entirely, because it's like taking somebody who needs oxygen off it entirely. The patient will die. So how they're going to manipulate this, I don't know. But they created a colossal problem, and the only way they see getting out of it is to create a greater problem. Well, this has a bad ending, Stan, as we both know. I just can't imagine how bad it's going to be when push finally comes to shove. And you're right. The bankers manipulate not only the gold market, they manipulate all the markets, and they do it going up, and they do it going down.
What people don't understand is that they can destroy the value of our currency very, very quickly if they want to. Right now, they're not doing it. They're on the timetable. But, of course, basically the only thing that is maintaining our economy and the so-called prosperous society we have, and it really is a prosperous society, but it's the fact that the Federal Reserve is creating $85 billion a month and pumping that into the market. $45 billion goes to the banks to buy up their derelict house mortgages. The other $40 or $45 billion goes certainly to buy up Treasury bills. Why? Because, of course, the Treasury doesn't have any money, and we have all these expenses. We have to subsidize Social Security and subsidize certainly the Medicare and Medicaid. Are there over 100 million Americans who are either getting Medicare or Medicaid today? Where is the money coming from? Well, certainly we're only taking in about $2.2 trillion a year. We're putting about $3.5 trillion a year. They tell us it's less this year, but I don't think it is. But we're going behind over $1 trillion a year. So where does the money come from? They're just creating it. And as we do this, we're borrowing money. Now, other countries throughout the world see what we're doing. They know we cannot keep indefinitely spending more than we're taking in. So they're loath to buy our bonds. They're loath to buy our Treasury bonds, which means that the Federal Reserve has to buy up all the bonds. Where does the Federal Reserve get the money? They create it out of nothing. They simply print it, create the money artificially, expand certainly the massive federal debt, which really is probably close to $17 trillion today. It hasn't increased for about 3 months now. They're simply lying about it. Right now it's at $16.69 trillion, but that's been going on for 3 months. Well, they've not increased the amount of debt on paper, but certainly we continue putting out far more than we're taking in, and the Federal Reserve System simply continues printing money and expanding the money supply. And one day, of course, the reason that we're not getting into trouble is the corporations are not certainly investing their money. Certainly the Federal Reserve is telling banks don't lend a lot of money now, because if they did, we'd have runaway inflation. But go right ahead.
Well, that's exactly right, Stan. And again, it's a very sick, destructive system. And at the same time, ordinary people are being made to pay for the sins of the corporate crooks. I've written about countries like Greece. I don't know, your listeners probably know a lot about this, but most Americans have no idea what's going on in Greece. The situation in Greece is absolutely appalling. Well, you've got a coalition government. It changes every now and then, and they've had several prime ministers since the 2008 situation erupted. But literally, Greece has been turned into a zombie country. It's one thing to have responsible government. Nobody can argue with that. But that's not the case at all. The rule of law in Greece and across Europe and America is the bankers get paid first. You take care of them. You make sure that they're not only getting paid, but they are as prosperous as possible. And you do this by taking it out on ordinary people. So people in Greece are absolutely in the most dire situation. Of all the European countries, Greece is probably the worst, where people who are in desperate need of health care can't get it or can't get enough of it. The education system is being destroyed. The valued assets of the country are being sold off at fire sale prices. So Greece is on the chopping block to be chopped up and sold in pieces. I don't know what's going to happen with Greece. Maybe the Parthenon will be sold. But literally, it's extremely dire. I wrote an article a couple of weeks ago on Greece, on the state of its health system. It's absolutely abomination. Imagine being ill and you had coverage because of a system that existed, whether it's government insurance, whether it's private insurance, whatever it is, and just imagine that rug was pulled out from under you, or in the case of private insurance, maybe the cost doubled or something or other, and your income got slashed 20%, 30%, 40%. Imagine if you're unemployed and you've got no income coming in, so you can't afford to pay for health care, you can't afford to take care of the other basic expenses. Needs, essential needs that everyone needs to survive. How on earth will people get by? Well, this is what's happening in Greece, and it's the most extreme example of the transference of wealth to the most rich and powerful people in Europe and in America at the expense of the most disadvantaged people in these countries. And the situation in Greece reflects what's really happening to a greater extent in other European countries, mainly Spain, Italy, Portugal. France is getting more and more in trouble. Germany is the economic juggernaut, but it can't exist in isolation. And if the other European countries and America get weaker and weaker, then Germany will get weaker. So who will be left to bail out the ones who need bailing out the most? Well, this is the situation in Europe. It's worsening in America, where the news simply won't tell you. U.S. Census data says that half the households in America are either impoverished or bordering on it, based on what the census calls classification of poverty for a family of four. And its own classification is years out of date. Something like $23,500 for a family of four. I'm not certain a family of four living in downtown Chicago could get by on, dare I say, half again that much, maybe even double that much. It's expensive. And the same is true in New York, in San Francisco, most of the other major cities. I live in downtown Chicago. I'm very frugal. I spend what I need to spend. I don't spend what I don't need to spend. And I know how outrageously expensive things are compared to they were so many years ago. I've got my Social Security. I've got my savings. But if I had very little to rely on, I don't know what I would be able to do. Maybe I'd end up on the street like many, many other people. You cannot walk down the streets of Chicago in the summer, in the winter, on the coldest days, without on main streets, on Michigan Avenue, the main street. Downtown, it would be State Street, it would be LaSalle Street, but you cannot walk down these streets without seeing homeless people crouched in outside of hallways or in an isolated spot or in an alleyway, and you see them all the time. Nobody cares about these people. What about the hunger issue? The food banks can't keep up with people who literally are hungry and can't feed their families, and Republicans in Congress especially want to cut food stamps, and Democrats go along, maybe not quite as extremely, but the people who need food stamps, a long-standing program, you know, a safety net for people. Even economists, conservative economists like Milton Friedman, believed that America should not be entirely heartless. You need a safety net. And I remember quoting Milton Friedman on this. But that certainly isn't the policy of America today, where it's literally a sink or swim policy. So if this thing keeps going in the direction it is now, the situation in Greece, as dire as it is, and it's extremely dire, will be the situation in America. When will it happen? A year? 5 years? 10 years? I don't know, but if it isn't stopped and it isn't turned around, what Greece is today will be America tomorrow.
Well, of course, so the next major thing that's going to happen in the United States is an increase in the interest level on our 10-year bonds. And basically, of course, with this massive debt we have, over probably close to $17 trillion now, if we knew the real figures. Basically, of course, this money is being borrowed. They have to pay interest on the debt. And basically, we're putting out well over $400 billion a year on interest. But we have very low interest rates. We've been holding those interest rates at 1.5%. They've gone up to 2.5%. Right now, at the current rate, while we're putting out over $400 billion a year just in interest, what happens when the interest rate on the 10-year bill goes to 5 or 6%, we're putting out over $1 trillion a year in interest. There's the money coming from Social Security. We'll be back in a moment. Have a question? Give us.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Join internationally acclaimed doctors Michael Kiriak and Roland Thomas and other health experts for an exciting three-hour conference on the science and benefits of biosuperfood on Thursday, August the 22nd, 6:45 p.m. at the Spring Hill Suites in Denver, Westminster on Church Ranch Boulevard at 103rd Avenue. Register now at bioage.com or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116 or bioage.com. Leave your name and the number of people in your group. Registration is limited. Pre-registration discount is $10 or pay $20 at the door.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Steve Lindman. And Stephen, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they get your material?
Oh, indeed, Stan. The simplest way, I don't have a website, but I have a blog site that I set up when I began writing just about 8 years ago. And I did it mainly for myself, to keep my articles in chronological order, to be able to go back and refer to old information. Why research stuff again if I want to refer to it, if it's on my blog site? And the simplest way to access the blog site is just do what I do. Google my last name, L-E-N-D-M-A-N. That's the way I go there to get to my blog site. I post articles on a daily basis, generally a couple of articles a day, and sometimes even more than that. I'm planning two articles for tomorrow. In the last few days I've written more than two a day, whatever things are of special importance to me, based on what's going on at the moment, are the things that I want to address. So I put out an article this morning about the situation in Japan, a different topic, Stan. We don't have to dwell on it, but on the situation with the Fukushima nuclear disaster, where experts call what's going on absolutely uncontainable, where 300 million gallons of irradiated water gets dumped into the Pacific Ocean on a daily basis. And nuclear experts like Arne Gundersen says he thinks this will continue for at least the next 20 or 30 years. I can't imagine what the Pacific Ocean will look like in 20 or 30 years, Stan. I would recommend nobody eat fish out of the Pacific, or for that matter, the Atlantic, or for that matter, out of Lake Michigan. It's a dire situation. And then you compound it with all the other stuff going on, the wars. One of the other evils of the banking system, Stan, is money gets created to fight imperial wars. So Americans pay taxes, and they should think that they ought to be getting something back in return for their taxes, like growing the economy so people have jobs and can get a decent income, like keeping the national infrastructure up to date by, making America the America that people talk about but isn't really the country that exists in reality. The money goes to bankers. The money goes for waging imperial wars. The money goes for all the wrong things, not the right things. I think that's a good reason to be very upset. And things don't get better. They get worse. The America we grew up in, Stan, was a lot different than the one that exists today. It sure wasn't perfect, but it was a lot better than what young people have to put up with today. And I honestly believe that most people in America today have no futures. You and I had futures, Stan, when we were young. It's not the same situation today.
Well, our telephone number, if you're out there, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Nobody ever asked, why is there a problem in Fukushima? Well, of course, they have a lot of stored nuclear material there, and because it had to be stored in such a manner that it was kept cool. And once, of course, the electricity went off, there was no way to pump the water to keep it cool. Now, why did they have all this spent nuclear fuel rods? Well, basically, of course, the logical thing to have done long ago was simply to have reprocessed them. This is what France, Europe was doing, but we were not allowed to do it here in the United States. And, of course, since we control Japan, I mean, how do we control Japan? Why, we have over 35,000 armed troops stationed in Japan. It doesn't matter how the people vote. We run that country just like we run Germany. Or we still occupy Germany. Post-World War II, 45,000 troops permanently stationed in Germany to control that country. Now, the average American doesn't understand what's going on. The average American doesn't understand that we have an empire. The average American has no idea that we go to the polls every 4 years to vote for the candidate of their choice. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or read Professor Quigley's wonderful book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, you need to get them and you need to find out who's really running the world. Well, who's calling in? We have a caller.
Hi, I wanted to ask Steve Lindman, what solutions does he suggest we do personally, financially? I mean, how can we protect ourselves from a bank falling in? I mean, you know, that our no assets would be in our banking accounts or
all right,
whatever.
That's a very, very good question, Stephen. Our caller wants to know, what can the average individual do to protect themselves under these circumstances?
It's a very, very important point, and I get asked that all the time. My answer is always the first thing we can do is to get informed, and it's so simple. Anybody who's connected online, 15 minutes a day, 30 at the outset, you can stay informed of what's happening. You can know how government policies are harming you. The second thing is get involved in some way. Everybody can do something. You know, I'm retired, so literally I can spend all day, every day, writing, doing media work, doing anything I want to do, because I don't have to get up in the morning, get dressed, and go to work. People who have jobs they have to get to, parents who have families to take care of, young children, they have other obligations. But even with them, everybody can do something. We have to do something. And if enough people do something, and those who understand the things that are wrong, or enough of them, if they tell other people, explain it to them, get them energized to realize that government is not your ally. Government is your enemy. Absolutely, government is your enemy. And if this word spreads enough, anything is possible. There have been times in American history when the impossible was achieved. The most impossible thing was ending slavery, when back in the 19th century, it went on for centuries, and people thought it was absolutely impossible to end slavery. But it ended. Not the Civil War exactly ended it. That was a contributing factor. But it ended. We got civil rights. We got labor rights. We got them because not a majority of the people, but a small group of committed people working with others, spreading the word, really spent years working on this. And they built foundations that other people built on. And literally, things were accomplished that never would have been accomplished unless they had done what they did. My favorite quote, or one of my favorite quotes, is one so long I can't repeat it verbatim, but the famous muckraking journalist, I.F. Stone, who passed away about 25 years ago, I wrote about him a few years ago, and he said something to the effect that the most important battles that any of us can wage are the ones we'll lose, not win. Because if we wage these battles, then others will pick up on them after we're gone and can't wage them anymore. They'll pick up on them, and maybe others will pick up after them. And someday someone will win. When they win, everybody will win. The mass of people will win. They'll win because of the early efforts of the people who fought the losing battles, so one day others would end up the winners. It's not just winning the battles, it's sustaining them, because my goodness, we may not have chattel slavery, although in fact we still do, on literally slave wage farms in states like Florida and North Carolina, and I think maybe parts of California. That's another issue. Wage slavery instead of chattel slavery. We've got all the civil rights and labor rights victories that were won decades ago. Labor rights go back to the 1930s. But the most important labor legislation was passed under Franklin Roosevelt. All of those benefits are gone now, and the civil rights that bore fruition in the 1960s, they're all gone now. And I remember quoting a civil rights leader, I think from the NAACP, and I can't remember which one it was, who said, conditions now, this was about 3 years ago or so, he said conditions now are worse. Than they were before the civil rights legislation passed. So Jim Crow is alive and well because the energy wanes and people...
Hold that thought.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroofconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's
970-339-3900. Well, Dr. Stan here. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. Our caller asked really what the average individual can do, and Stephen did suggest get involved and help us get the information out, and that's important, but certainly, I think part of the question was, what do you do with your funds? Well, basically, you need to diversify. There are three rules of investing: diversify, diversify, diversify. And certainly, you need part of your money, probably a third of it, in gold and silver, something that will maintain its value when the whole system collapses. If you have, and you're wealthy enough, why you may even want to have some money outside of this country and in a country that does have a stable financial system, because our system is totally unstable today. And then lastly, you need a certain amount of money, maybe a third of it, certainly that you can get your hands on, but understand that you can't necessarily trust the banks, because many of the banks are frankly insolvent. All you need to do is look back at what happened in the 1930s. When our banks closed down, well, of course, they tell you today, you have nothing to worry about. Your deposits are insured by the Federal Deposit Insurance Company, and that's true. But the trouble is the Federal Deposit Insurance Company doesn't have any money because so many banks have gone bankrupt. So they'll have to go to the Treasury, and the Treasury will go to the Fed. The Fed will print up the money, destroy the value of the currency through inflation. And so you need to have alternative means of places to put your money. How would you respond to that thought? Where should people be putting their money today, Stephen?
Well, I agree with you again, Stan. And, of course, they should be very conservative in what they do. And they should be very wary of the banks, of course. In 2008, 2009, they were the bailouts of the banks. The new system is to go beyond the bailouts to what's called bail-ins. And bail-ins is what happened in Cyprus, where individual bank accounts, a large percentage of individual bank accounts, amounts over a certain amount, were confiscated by the government to bail out the bankers of Europe. That's where the term bail-in comes from. Well, there's legislation in Canada to do the same thing. There's legislation across Europe to do the same thing. And there's legislation percolating in America to do the same thing. Most people don't know, when you put your money in the bank owns the money. You don't own it anymore. You own a bank IOU. How many people know that? You have a bank account, a savings account, a checking account. Once it goes in the bank, it's no longer your money. You have a bank IOU. So the notion of a bail-in is the banks can use your money. They can do anything they want with it. You can get an IOU in return. What good is an IOU going to do you to cover your daily expenses, basic expenses, stuff that you need? That's the system we're in. So it's another example of grand theft. And the Cyprus example was they only took a percentage of bank accounts above a certain euro amount. But the deal is that if they need enough money, they can take it from everybody, because that was the original Cyprus proposal, to literally confiscate a certain percentage of everyone's bank account. And they decided against this and went with a lesser penalty. But they literally can take money from anybody in any amount. So you can have $1,000, you can have $20,000 in a bank, a savings or checking account. They can decide they want to take half of it from you. And there's nothing you can do to stop them, because technically the money belongs to the bank. and not to you. FDIC, there isn't a fraction of enough money in the FDIC to take care of the bad debt of a single major bank if it goes under. The entire FDIC reserves cannot cover the assets of a major bank going down like Wells or Goldman or J.P. Morgan Chase. So forget about the $250,000 deposit insurance. It's a myth. It's an illusion. It's not there if there's a major catastrophe and it's possible that one is coming. You want another example, Stan, very quickly, of why people need to get informed? Again, a slightly off subject, the NSA spying issue. Your listeners absolutely know about that, and I've written many, many articles on it. Well, Obama last Friday announced he's reforming the system. He's going to make things fairer as far as NSA surveillance. Well, what is he doing? He announced that he will appoint what he calls an independent monitoring group. And who had this independent monitoring group? Jim Clapper. Jim Clapper, the head of National Intelligence, the guy who went before Congress and lied and said NSA is not spying on Americans. He's Obama's choice to be an independent monitor to decide whether the NSA is doing its job legally or illegally. That's the kind of stuff that people need to know about and to get enraged about it and to tell other people, and that's the only way to stop this kind of stuff.
Well, the thing is, as long as things are as good as they are, as long as certainly, I mean, you don't have any money, well, suddenly you go to the government. They'll give you welfare. You can get on Social Security disability. Half of the American people are on some sort of a stipend from the federal government, getting federal government money in one way or the other. The only trouble is the federal government doesn't have the money. They're having to borrow it. And when the time comes when they can no longer borrow money, why then what's going to happen? And they're going to have hyperinflation, and then we're going to have deflation, and the whole system is going to collapse. And the people who are playing the system, the fiat money system, are going to be destroyed. And I fear that the majority of pension funds certainly are invested in bonds, and those bonds are going to become worthless. And certainly I think the vast majority of the American people are going to end up impoverished. What are your thoughts on that, Stephen?
Yeah, I think, again, I completely agree with you, Stan. And anybody who is a government employee at any level, federal, state, or local, if you have a pension, and you probably do, your pension is gravely at risk because these pensions are being targeted. The funding for them is way inadequate, including in states like mine, Illinois, one of the most heavily indebted of all states on a per capita basis. Illinois is in extreme trouble. So one of the prime things to go after are public pensions, where they literally take the money away from people who've been saving it for many, many years, and there's a great chance they could end up losing it all. California has its own problems. There are lots of other states that have their problems. So what people think that they have a safety net waiting for them because they put money away, including your own contributions, that they can take that as well as what the government put in on its behalf. So people literally are having the rug pulled out from under them. I just can't imagine what's going to happen when that final day of reckoning comes, Dan. It's going to be a catastrophe for many millions of people. That's why I say if a country like Greece is a zombie country today, then America is heading up for zombie status.
Well, we're out of time, Stephen. God bless. Thanks so much for being with us. Be back in
Thank
a moment
you,
to wrap up the program here at the American Freedom Network.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the Internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. This is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. As you know, we have over 50 outlets every single week, where at least somewhere in America people are learning the truth. Now, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And you can join the Radio Liberty family, subscribe to our newsletter, get the books, videos, tape sets we have. We do carry health products. And for men, most men certainly begin to have prostate trouble somewhere between 50 and 60. And we've got a wonderful product called Prostate Support. And basically it's designed for men with prostate problems. It's Prostate Support. Most Americans are deficient in vitamin D3, which is essential for health, and it really prevents so many diseases and neoplasms, other things. Certainly, most people need a vitamin D supplement, and they're taking maybe 1,000 units a day. Ladies and gentlemen, we need at least 5,000 units. We carry an excellent vitamin D3, which I've been taking, as has my wife. We carry magnesium because most people are deficient in magnesium. We have iodorol because most people are deficient in iodine. Our health products, if you'd like a list of the health products that we recommend that we carry, our number is 1-800-544-8927. Just call and ask for us in the products, or you certainly go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, and we list the health products that we carry. But these are the things that most people should be taking: magnesium supplement, vitamin D3 supplement. Men should be taking the prostate support. All of these things are vital for your health, and certainly an iodine support for most people because they're deficient in them. And this is one reason why, of course, the health of the American people is not up to where it would be, because unfortunately the government is putting out information that is totally inadequate, telling people to take vitamin D and take a few hundred units or at most 1,000 units a day. We're nowhere near enough for the requirements of your body. And certainly if you're living in an area where you're getting lots of sun, it's one thing, but most people are not. Most people are inside, and the vast majority of the American public are deficient in both vitamin D3 and magnesium and iodine. All of these things available, and call us at 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, the proceeds go to help maintain Radio Liberty's network of stations across America. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. And you can get a syllabus with that. There is a covert plan. Agenda 21 is the master plan for the 21st century. It is being implemented. It is intent upon limiting the number of people allowed to live in the world. And that's why, of course, we are seeing certainly an increase in the tempo of wars, why we've killed 100,000 people in Syria. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we've killed 100,000 people in Syria. American tax dollars at work. What's the war all about? Well, it doesn't really matter. We're actually promoting this revolutionary war over there, as we promoted the revolutionary war in Egypt and in Tunisia and in Libya, and of course we probably killed close to 100,000 people in Iraq, and we've created a state of total disarray over there. hundreds of people are being killed every week in the instability developing in Iraq, and soon we'll be leaving altogether. It wasn't like that before we went in. Oh, we went there to bring democracy. Do you really think we have democracy in Iraq? Do you really think we have democracy, Sydney, in Egypt today, where we actually toppled the man who was democratically elected by the people and supported the military? Our number is 1-800-5448-97. Pray for America, but pray for liberty, our vision, and our protection.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not